said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It is September 29th, 2012. It is Saturday. We are broadcasting live out of the Institute of the Constitution, on the Constitution, actually, in Maryland. And we've been doing tea parties over the last 5 days. We just did one this morning. We ran over here to the studios to get back on the air to share with the people of the country and 53 other countries as to what's going on in the great state of Maryland. But aside of that, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. It is Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, again, it's Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, sad to say, especially with last Saturday's response, we are shut down on our phone lines. There's no accessibility. Lines are not open this weekend, but we will be back live again, which we are live out of Maryland. We just don't, again, have the phone lines
can't
open.
Interact,
So Monday we'll get back to you live with phone calls as well. But aside of that, if you'd like to be, if you'd like to drop a line to us, you can go ahead and give us a call at the offices, which are 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to donate to the ministry, if you want to drop a line, if you want to book the ministry. We're booking right now, and we've been on the road literally for the last 6 weeks. We were in California, we were in Florida, we were in Michigan, we went through Chicago, we came back to Michigan. A day later, we're out in Maryland. It's been one thing after another, but this is the time to be about the work of the Lord's hands as he orders our steps and establishes our thoughts. Now, interestingly enough, we are turning talk radio into do radio. I was sharing with the other guy yesterday. I said, it's interesting. We're doing more doing than we are talking, and I think that's great because it's deeds, not words, as George Washington rightly said in 1 John 3:18. Jesus said the exact same thing. We're not to love in word, but by our deeds and in truth. By this our hearts are assured before him. But in saying all that, friends, I just got to say this. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Caught me off guard with that.
It really is.
It is. That's how we've been introduced every single day. And the MSOP, the Maryland Society of Patriots, along with Robert Brodus, with Maryland's Protect Marriage Maryland, we've been touring around doing this, and that's the way the introduction is happening. And there's more Sons of Liberty out here in Maryland. I mean, this originated
did I share with everybody?
In Massachusetts.
I do interviews all the time across the nation, in the United States here. And one guy right in the middle of the conversation said, hey, Bradley, I heard that you look like a hippie. I heard you look like a hippie, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, that's kind of rude to say that. And first thing that comes out of my mouth is, first of all, I'm not old enough to be a hippie. Mm-hmm. And number two is, I take a bath. So how did you respond to that?
I thought it was hilarious. You said it this morning to those folks there, a lot of whom may have been
hippies.
Hippies.
Yeah, real hippies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be a counterfeit hippie.
Yeah, that's right.
I would be considered a rocker, not a hippie.
A neo-hippie,
yeah.
Maybe.
And I got to tell some of these people that come to these events that Elvis is dead, and I hate to tell them that.
Yeah.
So, what's new?
Yeah, that guy crying this morning, he was pretty upset about that. We were out today.
What?
As
what?
About the fact that Elvis isn't around.
Yeah. He just found that out today,
corner,
didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. In Sykesville, if any of you have heard of Sykesville, the Carroll County Patriots got together again with the Maryland Society of Patriots, who is a sponsor of this, and basically what they're doing is there's six initiatives that are on the ballot in the state of Maryland right now. These are referendums. The people are allowed to vote on it, and so what people need to do is get out there and get educated on what they're supposed to vote, and you got to know the issue. And so that's what's been happening, and what they do is they bring in Bradley and the Sons of Liberty to come in and kind of drive it home a little bit further, which is what the Sons of Liberty did.
They didn't get mad at me.
They were political agitators, and that's exactly what I think it is that there's a new spirit coming through. This isn't just an obligation or a duty to us and our country. This is an obligation and a duty to our Creator, God, who gave us these things.
Yeah.
He's entrusted us with America. He's entrusted us with families. He's entrusted us with commerce in the best country that this world has ever known in present day.
Yeah.
And so when these guys come together and they bring folks out, they've been turning them out. Robert's been doing a very good job, I think, turning people out. The next step is, folks, is taking it into the territory of the colleges and, like you said, in the high schools and getting that next generation, because that's where Obama is touring right now.
Yeah.
So trying to get people cued into the fact that's who you need to
Obama,
reach.
Obama, it's tyrants in general.
They know where to go.
States, yeah.
They get a hold of the public school system. I mean, how many conservatives, you bring it up when you're talking in your assemblies and when you're speaking to different people, is 75% or 85% of conservatives, 86% of parents who send their students to public schools are conservative.
Yeah.
And here you have a message that's diametrically opposed to the conservative message being taught to your kids. And the best they do is complain about it?
Yeah.
It's not stopping anything. So when we go in to attack...
Well, it shows the hypocrisy and it shows them the lack of responsibility on their part.
And love, too. I mean, when a man likes something, he likes it. But he's not going to bend over backwards for it. When he loves something and truly loves something, he's going to, at all odds, stop destruction from destroying that
your
which he
loves.
Your
treasure is where your heart is.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's completely a biblical concept. Another thing, too, is with these events, what I've really been enjoying about it, is that a lot of people are talking about the conservative politics of the issues. But when Bradley's done speaking, folks, you got the whole crowd saying, not, yep, that's right. No, it's amen.
Yeah.
And they're having church.
Well, I think because you're making the distinction, first of all, God is in charge. He is our government.
Mm-hmm.
We derive our rights from him. Okay, it's not an issue of the left and the right. It's the issue of are we all abiding by the laws of the land, which are going to unite us so we are a peaceful nation and a righteous nation. Outside of that, it's not going to fly.
Yep.
Yeah.
It won't fly because if he gave it to us,
no, but you always get in the mix, and what happens is, oh, you know, this guy and that guy and this guy and that guy and this guy and this guy and, you know, the left and the right, and they're fighting back and forth, and I'll just start singing, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. As if to say, when the right is in power, they can do what they want. And when the left is in power, they can do what they want. Folks, they don't have the right to break the laws of the Constitution. End of story.
That's right. And, you know, if you want to look more on this, we've been covering a lot of turf right now with the same message you're hearing on the Sons of Liberty, but we're doing it. Do radio.
Yeah.
Go onto the Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. You can see the pictures of the events, get some of the videos, and get to feel the spirit of what's going on. And, folks, if you want to bring the Sons of Liberty to your town, we're available.
You better give
us
a heads
on
up
Facebook.
ASAP, because it looks like we're going to be coming back again.
It's booking up.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Liberty, folks. Coming at you live out of the institution on the Constitution in Maryland. And it again, folks, I don't know how many times I need to reiterate this, but you know what? I understand. Here, let me tell you a story. This morning I'm out at Maryland. We're setting up, and it's time for Bradley to speak. So I go inside of the bathroom, and the bathroom door locks on me. And it's like, you know what, Lord, I understand spiritual warfare, but I'm locked in a bathroom right now. And I literally had to start laughing, because if I didn't laugh, I was going to cry. It's like, I get this once in a while, but constantly. So, folks, we're having problems with our lines here, and hopefully we got all that corrected. So let's just go on here. But what we were talking about right before the break, Jake?
Yeah, we're just recapping again, folks, so you can stay in tune with us. We are touring right now, which is what the Sons of Liberty did. They set flashes throughout all the colonies. And you can follow us on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. We have another event tonight, so we hope to see all of you patriots
that
are here on the East Coast with us.
Yes.
Yep. It'll be the double plus the live radio today. And, folks, this is what we're supposed to do. This is what we were born to do.
Can you
people
imagine if all the radio show hosts did
yes,
this?
Yes, people need to respond.
Oh, my goodness, folks. I mean, can you imagine all the big wiggers out there making millions and millions of dollars? Oh, I forgot to tell everybody. I asked Jake, we were sitting at the dinner table. I said, it's interesting. Most people get paid to do this kind of stuff. And I said, we're out going asking for donations.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing, certain situations, just so people understand what we're going through here, is certain situations where if we had to pay for certain things, there's no way that we could possibly do it. But we're doing it.
Yes.
And we're doing it as unto the Lord. And I'm not saying that, even yesterday, I'm not saying it's a gripe about it, but I want people to understand the price of freedom. You know, most people won't step outside their back door unless they're getting paid $10,000, $15,000 for everything that they do. Mm-hmm. Well, the Sons of Liberty, we're going across the country doing this for absolutely nothing, raising the money to get to the Tea Parties, raising the money to speak to the groups as we're invited.
That's right.
We're not causing the invitations. We're just simply responding to the invitations.
That's right.
And when we get them, we're not going to turn them down because we see that people are responding slowly but surely, incrementally. I told Jake this morning as well, friends. It's interesting that less than 1.7% of the population in the United States of America is being used to upend your way of life, to upend the Constitution of the United States. They're at war with who you are. Yes, you heard me right. I said less than 1.7% of the population is at war with who you are as a republic, one nation under God. And you have 312 million people that tolerate the 1.7%. I told this group today, and I say this to you, right? You wouldn't have a left if you were doing the right thing all the time. And that's what we need to get back to, is doing the right thing all the time. And then we're not going to have a problem with the left, as you call it.
The left. Like they're not American.
Are they?
No, but I mean the
socialist communists.
That's right, but you can't categorize an American. You either are an American or you're not an American.
Yeah, and everybody knows who the Americans aren't, and those are the ones that the American people on the right call the left.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
socialist radicals.
And the right time to do the right thing is right now.
Yep.
I just want to make that clear.
And that's what happens when you bring in the distinction that this is before God, just like John Adams, who said, I fear. And this was a real fear. This is the right fear.
Yeah.
I'm going to face God on Judgment Day. There's a future reward, and there's punishments, and there's rewards here
even
in the future.
In this life.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so in sowing that into his life, he took everything that he did as seriously as one can take it, because he knew he was going to pay in the end for what he did and give an account for what he did.
Redeeming the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you bring this message across, you know, who cares about the government if you don't have a sense of the future and what you're going to face God and talk and give an account for?
I don't get what you said. What do you mean, who cares about the government? What do you mean?
What happens is people right now, they don't want to get involved in politics and government because they figure, well, it's going to collapse maybe in about 20 years.
The
and
two
I'm
sciences
doing okay.
run together.
That's
How
right.
do you separate them?
Well, what I'm saying is if you don't have a fear of God going into the future of this, you're not going to get involved in politics.
Yeah.
You get involved in your own life, and that's a self-serving cycle.
But listen to that. What does the government belong to? A different people that are outside of who we are?
Yeah. Well,
or are they an extension of who we are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I have a problem with is when people complain about government, when people complain about the issues at hand, as if to say that the government is a separate people than we are. What are they made out of, a better clay than we are or something?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in a different country, or are they in our country?
That's right.
And what's interesting
Ours.
Is they are at the helm of the ship, that you're letting them steer, and you sit back some and say that I'm not supposed to get involved, namely the professed church across the country. I had to tell the people again today at this tea party, because every message is different for every group. Because I don't go in there with a set agenda. I go in there by the Holy Ghost. Lord, what is it that you want me to say? Folks, the two sciences run together, because if you look at history and if you use a little common sense, you can clearly see that God gave governments. How do you separate what God gave from government if he's the one that gave it? Exodus 18:21. How do you know it, what's right and what is wrong? And to my new listeners, you need to understand that it's wrong to steal. Who told you that? It's wrong to lie. Who told you that? It's wrong to kill. Who told you that? It's wrong to covet. Who told you that? It's wrong, it's sin, to dishonor your father and your mother. Who told you that? That's the second tablet. God did. And when you look at the laws of our republic, which are founded, or the bedrock, the Declaration of Independence, which is laid in common law, it's interesting that people try to separate the two, and you can't do that. And who would want you to separate the two but corrupt governments?
Somebody wants
because
to
they out. Don't want to be ruled by God. And then now all of a sudden, I can hear someone out there saying, Bradley, that's a theocracy, that's a theocracy. Well, then what are you complaining about? If you got a problem with the government, then what are you complaining about? Because you say, well, we're not a theocracy, we're not to be ruled by God. Well, then let me ask you the question, then who are you ruled by? Because you're complaining about politicians that are not being ruled by God. So what problem with you? And what would the problem be if we were a theocracy?
Yeah, there are
Samuel Adams said we were a theocracy. You know, and make the distinction. What's your perspective?
Well, their offenses and their violations are exactly what you said. Their offenses and violations against God. And then when the offense is pointed at you, then you have a problem with it. But you won't acknowledge that the source of the problem is their offenses and violations towards God. A theocracy is, plainly put, a theocracy would say, and there's different types of theocracies too, but most people think of the conception of, for instance, Islam.
I'm not talking about ruling by the sword here,
yeah,
dog.
That's right.
If we're not going to be ruled by the word, we're going to be ruled by bayonets, said Robert Winthrop.
It's your moral
I get
standard.
That. I'm free. I'm liberated.
Yep.
Yes, I walk before my God.
Yes, and law is redemptive, ultimately. There is no redemption in saying, either you serve Christ or I'm going to chop your head off right now. Because Christ didn't do that. What Christ did is he reasoned with men, but he also left them the choice. Listen, you've got one life here, and there is one God. You're going to choose, just like Moses did. Now, in that particular sense of thinking of what a theocracy is, the Islamic theocracy is wrong. They chop your head off if you're not in Islam. But we are not going to lower our laws that God gave us as a moral law
to run society. I'm not talking about
society.
Islam, but theocracy.
Exactly.
I'm talking about American
That's
theocracy.
What I'm trying to distinguish, because most people, when you say theocracy, they think Islam.
Folks, we're going to come right back after this break. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And speaking of those that have to answer to God, what are those that did the wrong thing at the right time?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. happen.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You know, one of the things that I want to talk about really quick before I get into this, and what I want to talk about is whatever happened to those that crucified Christ, whatever happened to those that went after John the Baptist, what happens when those disobey God when he said, touch not mine anointed? I want to talk about that, and then I want to show you also what happens to the bad guys, because the Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust, and that means that when evil men sow evil seed, well, God reigns on that just like he reigns on the righteous seed.
Yeah.
And you reap what you sow, for God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you're of the flesh going to reap corruption. And if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to, of the Spirit, reap everlasting life. Yeah. And I want to show you and make the distinction, because this is going to put things into perspective, folks, because I want to tell you this. The real church is not to be played with. When God said, touch not mine anointed, just look at the life of David. That was the wrong direction for the bad guys to go after. The wrong guy to go after, I should say. But before I get to that, I just wanted to make a bit of an observation that I made when I got here, because for 5 days, that's all I've heard from these constituents is how corrupt it is in their state. And I asked them the question, how come nobody's invoking the word impeachment? How come no one's holding these representatives, these servants to the we, the people in this country, how come nobody's bringing criminal charges against them for violating the Constitution of the laws of our land? Why? And you get this look in their face like, wait a second, if I broke the law, these people would have me...
Immediately.
There would be consequence for me breaking the law.
Yep.
Okay, well, they need to understand, those that serve us, that we're all ruled by the same law.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a law unto themselves when they're not ruled by the same laws of our republic as we are. And one of the important factors that I always bring in, too, is don't complain about what you tolerate, but understand, too, that they're an extension of who we are and what we allow them to be. So we have to correct ourselves. We have to get the, as Jesus said, we have to get the log out of our own eyes so we can pull the log out of our brother's eye.
Get that speck.
That's right, and it's a big speck in this particular situation. Mm-hmm. But isn't it interesting what they're doing now, and we're seeing this all over the country? They're beginning to come up with casinos.
Yeah.
And me and Jake were just having lunch just a couple minutes ago, and I said to him, I said, isn't it interesting, right before the radio program, I'm sorry. And I said to him, isn't it interesting that they're bringing in casinos? These are the people that have already bankrupted the country, so now what they're doing is they're reverting to casinos so they can have at that money too.
Yep.
And the American people are trying to figure out whether they're bankrupt. Well, because you have those in governments that are morally corrupt that have already stole the money, allocated the finances, they've exhausted that money. Now what they want to do is they want to bring in casinos to make up for their failures.
That's right.
That's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
That's betting on the system while you're in office. How come nobody in this country is holding these people accountable for ripping your money off, friends? I'm just curious.
And that's the slippery slope, because when you start to, first of all, by sin, they get into financial problems. And that's straight up what it is. It is sin.
They steal.
That's exactly right. And it's sin. So then they're going to, after that, well, we're in trouble because of sin, and now we're going to use sin to try to bail out sin, and that's the slippery slope. It just keeps going down and down and down. And in the process, this is what happens to society, too. We become more and more demoralized because as we're reaching to sin to save us from sin.
What's the problem, man?
That's right.
You have to deal with it.
You know, to finish the point, and folks, I just posted it on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook, theocracy, and to what you were saying, Bradley, is, we put God's
standard. Okay, you're talking
standard.
About right before the break.
That's right.
Okay.
We put God's standard, because I think we need to button this up. So many people get confused on this. We put God's standard as the head of our government. That does not mean a forced conversion to Christianity, because man and government cannot change your heart.
That's right.
However, government can, and I'm not saying they control your conduct, but unlawful conduct, they can execute justice against. It says in Romans 13, does not bear the sword in vain.
What do you mean you're not going to say control? That's exactly what it is, controlling conduct.
No.
If I'm speeding and I'm driving on the highway,
that's right. You have to break the law first, because I can't tell you that you have to go 40 miles an hour. I can say you can't exceed it. You can't break a law.
But
government can't control your conduct.
Yes, they can. That's the whole purpose of government.
Unless it's unlawful.
If someone kills, are you telling me that they don't have control over your conduct after you commit the crime?
You're talking about unlawful conduct. I'm saying, because here's the danger.
I'm talking about the fact that if people fear a government, they're not going to commit the crime first and foremost.
That's right.
And I'm talking about a righteous government, not an unrighteous.
That's
government.
Right. But here's the danger to even what you're saying. Government cannot control our conduct, period. They cannot. If we break the law, then they can.
That's right.
If we're not,
that's what
they
I'm
can't
talking
control.
About.
I know, but I think the thought process was, well, wait a minute. Government can control my conduct? No, it can't. If you're unlawful conduct, you do not have the right anymore to go out and do as you please. That's where the government comes in and says you have broken the law. Here's the danger with that, because conservatives do it all the time. Well, you know, people have a sinful nature, so therefore we need stronger government to come and kind of control the government, or control the people to prevent them from breaking the law. No, the government's job isn't even to prevent. The way it prevents is by executing justice. Because then comes in regulation, and what they do is they regulate
that.
The type of car.
I don't know how we've got onto this rabbit trail, because that wasn't my thought process. The whole purpose of government is to enforce the law, Jay.
That's right. Not... But
force the law against crime to prevent sin.
That's, right.
That's government's purpose.
That's correct.
Law breaking, 1 John 3:4. If they break the law, what do you call it when they come and enforce the law against crime?
Enforcing the law against crime.
That's right. And not until they commit the crime.
That's right.
That's controlling the situation. That's why we have peace officers come in and enforce the law against crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's controlling the situation righteously, not unrighteously.
Yep.
That's right. That's good and just government.
That's right.
Yeah.
So to prevent now for the government to come in and try to, for instance, can a man smoke in a restaurant? Well, is that the government's job? Has he broke the law?
No.
Has he? No, exactly. So, but they will control your conduct.
But let's revert. Okay, you're talking about smoking. Now let's talk about that issue, because is it right for that individual to smoke? I agree that the government has no business, but just food for thought. Is it the right of the person to smoke and to spread the disease to everybody else in the room? Is it fair to the people that don't smoke? That you tolerate the person that does smoke?
Yeah, this is a free enterprise question then. Because then it would be, okay, so I'm not going to go to that restaurant if that owner decides.
And that's up to me to go into that restaurant and subject myself to smoke in that room if I don't want to. That's not the government's place. I totally agree.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't think it's right that the person lights up, because nobody smokes in my truck. They'll never smoke in my truck. They won't smoke around my kids. My mother died from emphysema.
Yep. So
I'm not going
that's
there.
That's good. So to go back to, I understood what you were saying, and what you were saying was correct, but the danger is when people hear the government can control my conduct, because now what happens is that people, this is what the government does, is they say, well, you shouldn't smoke, so now they're going to doctor whether you smoke or not. See how they just took another step into your life.
And that's right, but I think the distinction is righteous authority and unrighteous authority.
Who says what's wrong and right?
Okay, you can't have a lawbreaker, a demigod, which you're seeing in this country today, tell me what I'm supposed to do through thought.
That's right.
That's thought police. They have
no
business doing that. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, they're already breaking the law. So they can't even govern themselves. How are they going to govern others?
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly right.
So the distinction is righteous authority and unrighteous authority.
And then we go to the next question.
I love good cops.
That's right.
I can't stand bad cops.
Then you go to the next question. Okay, righteous authority, unrighteous authority, law. And what is law? Well, that ultimately leads you right to your Creator, who determined what righteousness was.
Correct.
You brought it before, you know, thou shalt not lie. And I get this with people on the street sometimes. Okay, who told you that?
From my parents.
Yeah,
okay,
well,
okay, buddy. Who told your parents? How did we distinguish this? Because you have a conscience in you that God put in you.
Which
and
means
that,
with knowledge.
And that's what Thomas Jefferson said. The laws of nature and nature's God tell us this. This is the playing field, and this is the foundation for it.
Okay, so let's rewind. We're going back to the last segment.
Yep.
And what we were talking about in that particular situation is theocracy.
Yeah.
And what I was saying that is, how is it that people complain about their government? You're complaining to those that say we're not a theocracy.
Yeah.
Why is it that they're not being ruled by law?
Yep.
Well, that's hypocrisy on your part, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's let me bring the result to that, because once you're ruled by God and the laws of God are written upon your heart and your mind, you're going to obey God first and foremost. And the way that you are ruled by God, and it's a demonstration of your love not only for God but for mankind, is when you deal with corruption in your society.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing with when we look at the veterans. I'm so thankful for what the veterans did that I will not tolerate corruption in my government.
And that proves,
because they don't have the right to break the law.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
And that proves that you actually have a living and you're alive. It's like a scarecrow, right? He sits out in the field with his arms up. He looks like a person, but does he react to the crows when they come pick the corn? No, and that's the same way that most Americans' patriotism is. They're scarecrows.
Yeah.
They got the shirt on, they got the look on, but they're not doing anything with it.
Yeah.
So the guy who jumps down off the scarecrow pole and starts to fend off of the corn, you can tell that he's actually alive and breathing. He really does have that love in his heart or that patriotism in his heart or that righteous seed in his heart.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with even people in government. Right now, we talked about before, and we'll probably talk about it later, these executive orders. Our legislative branch does not go after the president for what he's doing. And this is why. Because they don't want the president to turn on them for their unlawful actions.
Right.
But if they were really alive and they really sincerely cared, then they would step up to the plate and check. Folks, presidents up until Roosevelt.
Hold your thought, because I just want to interject. But it's also important for people in this country to understand that there is good people that are doing that in your government that you need to get behind, okay? The state-run media doesn't highlight
them
until they make a mistake.
That's right, and then they try to vote. So you can always tell. The ones that they go pick on or have a bone to pick with, those are the ones that are actually doing it easy.
You know, remember when Joe Wilson said you lie?
Yeah.
When Obama, who doesn't know how to tell the truth, was lying as usual?
Exactly.
He was just living out his nature. It was interesting that Pelosi, the little devil that she really is, immediately called the committee and said, hey, listen, we can't have this anymore.
Uh-huh.
We need to shut down Joe Wilson. America, did you know that $2 million went into Joe Wilson's campaign that very week? Did you also know that corrupt government shut Joe Wilson down from ever calling out the president of the United States again like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the American people should have rose up right then and there, because you knew Joe Wilson was telling the truth, and that man at the pulpit that was calling himself the president of the United States was lying to the American people.
So rather than point the finger at Obama, who was the liar, they point the finger at the one who revealed that he was a liar, as if he didn't know he was a liar.
They were reprimanding him for reproving the liar.
Mm-hmm.
And why did America sit down right then and there?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't believe they have.
Well, it's like going to the police officer who catches the criminal in the act of burglary, and then the community comes around and says, what are you doing, police officer? Don't you know you're going to wreck that man's life? I mean, how's he going to feed his kids if he goes to jail? And they start debating on those topics. The police officer's like, well, then what in the world is the point? If you don't even care that people are committing crimes, and when I stop them, I'm the bad guy, why do anything anymore?
Yeah.
But, folks, people do care right now, and we are responding to it.
Yeah. And it's okay that we have different opinions, friends, but we should all have the same principles.
You got it.
Therefore, we can always be united under that one nation under God,
like
it or not. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will come right back after this segment with Hour 1. We're still in Hour 1. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you.
I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100%.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, we were talking about a plethora of topics, actually three of them. Theocracy. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about your confusion with righteous authority and
the government regulating behavior.
Woo! Now listen, I didn't forget about this, what happens to men that play with God's church, but I'm going to get to that in a couple of minutes here. Just hang with me on that. But we were talking about righteous authority and unrighteous authority, but in the middle of that, we were talking about the casinos, mm-hmm. how corrupt men use corrupt means to attempt to make up for their corruption.
While society is demoralized.
Through casinos. That's right.
Yep.
So you have a problem financially in your country, friends, and I've shared with this with my listeners several times, because you have people that don't know how to tell the truth that serve you. You have people in government that steal and they lie. That's why you have a problem. You're bankrupt because you don't have any money because someone spent your money that wasn't supposed to spend your money. And it's interesting, politician after politician. Isn't it interesting how they come in they're just, you know, normal little Joes
mm-hmm.
and Susies?
Yep.
But when they're in for a couple of years, all of a sudden they just become real wealthy.
Yep.
And I'm trying to figure out how that works. Is that because they're working for the people or for special interests?
Yep, they're learning how the system works. How
there lies
works.
The distinction between a politician yep. and a statesperson.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, we got there's one out here in this county. His name is Roscoe Bartlett, and we've, you know, had a chance to
Roscoe
sit down with him.
Roscoe P. Coltrane?
As we have multiple people. He's a doctor. He's 80 years old. He's discovered patents, etc. But you see that he's been a man that will lay down his life as a statesman for his county. And so what do they try to do is redistrict him out of office. These are these clever little means that they use. But you can always tell if they're targeting somebody, it's because they're doing right. And in this particular instance, one of the themes that's come across, and, you know, we had a chance to speak again this morning, go to the Sons of Liberty on Facebook, at an event at a park in Sykesville, and there was a gentleman there that was running for office, and you brought that up, Brad, which I think is a good point. Everybody in that room needed to see this guy is probably a cool guy. I don't know him.
And I went after his little hindy.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's running on the right principles, as far as I know. I don't know him again, so I'm not endorsing this guy at all because I barely know him. But the fact is you brought up, listen, men go into office one way, and the minute they get there, all of a sudden they change.
Yeah, and folks, what I did.
It's all different than the platform they ran on.
Do you want to paint the picture, or do you want me to?
Well, no, I think it's good to share both perspectives, but that was my perspective.
I'm talking about going after the politician,
mm-hmm.
because a politician was high-fived there in front of everybody, and right when I seen that, because I've seen it, just recently
yep.
how you think you know somebody.
That's right.
They're the coolest people in the world, and they get into office.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, just overnight, when they win the elections,
yep.
they become demigods.
Yep.
Instead of servants to the people, now they think they rule the people.
Yep.
And I could say some of the names. If I said some of the names in Minnesota, people would know exactly who they are. Great guys, man. I'll tell you what. Before they were politicians.
Yeah, better before.
Yeah, they were. And then once they got there, they became corrupt really quick. But yep. I'm telling you what. Some of these guys get the rock star attitude. And it's like, brother, you work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work for you. But what I did is I looked at this politician and I just zeroed in on him right in front of everybody. And I said, sir, first and foremost, I want you to understand something. People are sick and tired of people telling them and giving them the world. And once they get there, they turn on them.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they started clapping. Number two, I said to him, I said, men follow courage, not titles.
Yep.
Okay? And I didn't let him off. I stayed him. I knew everybody in the room was looking right at him, and it was important for him to understand that we are going to hold your feet to the fire.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you can play whatever kind of little charades you want to play right now, but rest assured, when you get in there, you make one mistake, I'm going to be all over you like white on rice.
And white on rice. I like
yeah.
it. Rice is very white. And, you know, one of the other things you brought up through this whole time, to the fact of, okay, let's say the politician does step out of line, and this isn't the Declaration of Independence. It says that mankind, they are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, it says when a government becomes destructive of life, does it get any clearer than this? Liberty. Your liberties are assaulted on a continual basis. Every meeting we yeah. went to, that's what they're talking about. And the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people, it is their duty to alter and abolish that government, that person, or what have you. That was the justification for giving you the freest government that is on the face of the planet right now, which we have right now. But only because it took, what is the word said? Cowards did not start this republic, and
right.
nor can cowards preserve it.
That's right.
The preservation is not going to be in cowardliness and inattentiveness or non-activeness. It's going to be in the complete opposite of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And that's our job. We've got to work harder than those in politics because ultimately they are to serve us.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Christ said that when the apostles all got together. Okay, I wonder who's going to reign when Jesus is gone.
That's right. And
what
he was
part
talking
of the kingdom?
About the cross.
I know, while he was talking about it, they're having this discussion. You know, which district are you going to take? Okay, what companies are you going to work with to get your next campaign dollars from? Jesus said, listen, it's as simple as this. If you want to be the greatest, you must become a servant to all.
That's right.
And you know what? What we're doing out here is very much that.
And to Christians, that is not what we take from the world.
That's
it's
right.
what we bring to the world
mm-hmm.
because it's our Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. For what purpose?
Mm-hmm.
To feed the flock.
That's right. And, you know, to the point of serving, you know, so many people think, well, you know, Jesus washed feet. We're going to wash people's feet. That's not what Christ is talking
it
about.
It was symbolism. And it was symbolic of sanctification, and most people haven't gone that far yet, Jay.
Yeah, that's not servitude. The servitude is, are you willing to confront and get into people's faces that are committing crimes against the people? Are you willing to stand and risk reputation, risk happiness, risk sleep, maybe risk profits like our founders did?
Oh, and
that's
here's the big kicker, reputation. You got to remind all these people that you don't have a reputation. You lost that.
That's right.
Patriot means to uphold dying laws. Upholding dying laws today, friends, you're going to be a controversial. You're going to lose your reputation. But what is your reputation for? Is it for the kingdom of God or is it for the kingdom of this world, which passeth away? Read 1 John. You have to choose this day whom you're going to serve.
That's right.
You know, as for me and my household, we serve the Lord.
Amen.
As for me and my ministry, we serve the Lord. As for me and my ministry, we serve the Lord and we serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And what is His commandments? Love His children. Here in His love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. Okay? Hereby we know that we love, as I just said, the one prior to that is greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brothers. That's love.
Mm-hmm.
That's really love. I'm going to set up the next segment. Did you want to close off on the topics?
Yeah, I think another point to what's been brought up here that I've actually really enjoyed is the fact that everybody who turns out to these events that we're doing, and really ultimately this is a service, this is laying down, it's putting others in front of yourself to be able to go out and bring the message, bring the boldness, and bring the confrontation if that's what it takes. But the end lying means here is that the responsibility belongs back to us as the people for everything that's going on. If we have a complaint, we have a duty. And if there is no complaints, then the duty is to maintain so that no complaints come up. And that's ultimately what we have to do as people and as patriots and as Americans.
Now, One of the things that I talk about is the inundation of what's going on in your country. And we talk about the false polls. We talk about the false votes. We talk about how this individual has not the support of the American people. It's all contrived and it's fabricated because they don't want you to have hope. They want you to fear. And I've shared with you yesterday, never take counsel from your fears. And I just want everybody to understand, when you listen to this radio program, you're going to get the truth because I love. You're going to get the truth because we care. You're going to get the truth because Christ makes men free in the truth, not outside of the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. But I always want to encourage you in the hope. And what is the hope? The truth given. How do you respond to the hope given? The truth given. There's the hope. Are you with me? I hope so. There was once a farmer who had an old donkey, and one day he was walking along and heard his donkey crying, "Hee-haw! Hee-haw!" As he walked towards the cry of the donkey, he came to find out that the donkey had fallen into an old well and was trying to get out. The farmer thought to himself, how am I going to get this donkey out of the well? And as he pondered it for a little bit, he began to reason within himself, saying, well, this donkey's too old anyways. He's not really worth my time and effort to get him out of the well. He called over some of his farmer buddies, and they began to shovel scoops of dirt and to throw it into the well, burying him alive. The donkey panicked at first, knowing that they were trying to bury him alive. And suddenly, to the farmer's amazement, the donkey started to do something real bizarre. For every scoop of dirt that they would throw on the donkey's back, you know what that little donkey would do? He would shake it off. And he'd use the dirt that was being thrown on his back as stepping stones to climb out of the well. Now, friends, life is hard. It's an uphill battle. And the world today tries to throw a lot of fear, doubt, and oppression in our way. But you know what? We must take what the world tries to throw at us and use it as a stepping stone to get out of the hole. And the only one that can give you that is Jesus Christ. We live by the faith of the Son of God that overcometh the world. We're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. So how do we get out of the dirt? How do we get out of the hole that they're trying to bury us in? Put your faith and hope in Jesus Christ, and He gives you the power, because of His mercy and by His grace, to empower you to overcome every step of the way. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And as I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And He is who He says He is, and if we are in Christ, He has made our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption through His blood, 1 Corinthians 1:30. We're going to come back in second hour. We're going to talk about whatever happened to those guys that had the audacity to tempt God and touch one of His little baby boys or little baby
bad
girls.
Bad place to be.
We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.